I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a sunny sky today, a high around 78 degrees. A federal judge says she'll decide soon whether to order Illinois to pay health care bills for low-income and other groups, even as the state heads into another fiscal year without a budget. Judge Joan Lefkoe said during a hearing yesterday that she'll deliberate on the question of forcing Medicaid payments and post a ruling in the civil case later. Lawyers for the state say any such order could make it even harder to grapple for a backlog of unpaid bills of more than $14 billion, and that amount is still rising. Advocates for low-income families, though, and others who rely on Medicaid, say an order would help clarify that payments to health care providers should be as high or a higher priority than other payments, including state salaries. When officials at SIU Carbondale announced almost 80 job cuts last week, more than 60% of them involved civil service workers. Now the head of the Civil Service Workers Union is speaking out, as WSIU's Brad Palmer reports.
Amy Ruffing is president of Association of Civil Service Employees. She says she understands SIUC needs to make $19 million in cuts to deal with the ongoing state budget impasse, but Ruffing says she doesn't believe it should be cutting from the bottom.
ACE represented people are the lowest paid permanent employees on campus. A lot of our workers make under $12 an hour, and it would not require very many higher paid administrators to be laid off to make up the difference for so many civil service people.
After last week's announcement, SIUC spokesperson Ray Goldsmith said timing dictated the announcement of more civil service worker layoffs.
So you may see some additional cuts in the future in some other areas. The cuts to civil service were focused today on because of our contractual obligations to give notice.
Ruffing says the university is eliminating at least 8 civil service positions, and 33 more workers may be relocated or laid off due to retreat rights or bumping. She says people who plan to exercise their retreat rights must make their decision known by end of business today. I'm Brad Palmer.
Another Illinois Democrat says he's the man to take on Governor Bruce Rauner. State Representative Scott Drury, a North Suburban Highwood representative, announced yesterday that he's entering an already crowded primary field. Drury is the only Democrat in a generation who didn't vote in favor of Michael Madigan to be Speaker of the House. He says that proves he has an independence other candidates lack.
I have battle scars from doing that, and the others can say it, but their history just doesn't back that up.
Other Democrats running for governor include J.B. Pritzker, Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar, businessman Chris Kennedy, State Senator Daniel Biss, and Madison County Regional Superintendent of Schools, Bob Diber. I'm Jennifer Fuller.